Okay, Tzimukuf Chav Beis. We're up to Siv Zayin. All right, we learned last week, we learned Siv Vav. And we learned the din of Stam Kelim Shel Akko Meina Bina Yayman. And that it's built on the concept of a Svek Sveika. Safik Ben Yayma, Safik Eina Ben Yayma. And even if it's a Ben Yayma, maybe it's pie game in the present Michael. That was the Svek Sveika we learned last week.
That was Vav.
That was Vav, now we're up to Zion. Kishem shestam kleim shalav de kachavim eina b'nei yayman. Kach stam kelim shalanu b'cheska she'ina b'nei yayman. I mentioned this to you last week. Even though the Velt knows the expression that stam klei akum eina b'nei yayman, but the Shulchan Aruch says that that is true about a keli of a yid also. The stam keli of a yid is also an eina b'nei yayman. It's lav dafka kelim shel ha'akum. The Gra, Sivkot and Chaf Aleph writes, May hai taima hanal, the Svek Svekahu, Va'afa gav she'efshe l'shaloi, even though it's possible to ask the Jew, you're not asking a guy, because the guy has no name on this, but a Yid you could ask. Kimon, the Svek Svekahu mutter, Doha gam b'shal a'ayde k'chavim efshe a'ayde k'feil ar'amon, k'mash k'asav ha'rosh, el deim sarach, k'mash k'sav n'le'el, s'ayf simen k'fiyot. He says that by a Svek Svek, you don't have to be Mavar. Like we said at Simikov Yud, in a Svek Svek, you don't have to be Mavar. So here also, you don't have to be Mavar. Vaharaya, even by a Goy, it's Efsharai de Kfela, but we don't say try it through Kfela. So the same thing. So the Gross says that you don't have to ask him. Pischechuva Vav says the opposite. Pischechuva Vav, it says, Kach stab kelim shalanu, ayin berheitis imkudalid, vayin chubas ber sheva, simen lamed, shekosev da'af agav, shehishvayis an ha-paiskim, lini shei b'cheska she'ena b'nei yayman. Even though the paiskim said a Jew or a guy, the kelim are ayin b'cheska she'ena b'nei yayman, nevertheless, b'kol mokim yeshkulu gadlu b'neiyam, d'lai amin istab kelim shalanu ayin b'nei yayman, elik she'in balakli lefaneinu, l'shalas piv. We only say it when he's not there that we should be able to ask him. So there's a yid, the guy is, if a yid is there, you have to ask him. And it's only when the yid is not lefaneinu that you can be meikel. B'sheken a guy, no matter what, you don't have to ask the guy because he doesn't have a name on this. So it comes out from the Pischei Tshuva that if the guy is lefaneinu, a person has to ask. And at least at first glance, that appears to contradict the Gra, who said that we don't have to ask. I'll talk about the guy in a minute. 1 second. What? If he's not lefaneinu, you don't have to ask. The lawyer may stop counting. Shalonu ain't a bit a yom, and Ella she'ain balakli lefaneinu lishol. What? Lishol's tiv. Ab kli avikachavim. By a guy, you don't have to ask. But by a yid, he's saying you do have to ask. Right? He's saying the yid only b'shem balakli lefaneinu. That means the balakli is lefaneinu. By a yid, you would have to ask. So that's not like the Gra, who said that one is not required to ask. So I think that it's not really a machlaikis, because if you look in Kuf Yud, by Svek Sveika, you don't have to be Mevarer if there's a Lahitrichu, it says. They weren't Matriachim to be Mevarer by Svek Sveika. But if the guy is there in front of us, if the Yid rather is a Mamish in front of us, Lefaneinu, the Gro would probably be Maidi. You could ask. If you go into a store, you take a package off the shelf, so you'll say, I could use it, it's a Svek Sveika. Maybe it has a Hechsher, maybe it doesn't. Even if it doesn't have a Hechsher, maybe it's Kosher anyway. So I don't have to look if there's a Hechsher or not. If it's Lefaneinu, you have to look. You don't make Svek Sveikas. The same thing here. It could be that there's no Machlaikas. The Gra said you don't have to ask him. If the Yid's there, you walk into a Yid's house, what do you mean you don't have to ask him? Of course you should ask him. It's only Lo Yitrichu. There were Matriachim. But so it could be there's no Machlaikas. Today with cell phones. Today with cell phones, you can always be Mavar. Okay. He would take a picture of which kli it is and send email it. Okay. Normally, we said last time that by a spek seker, you don't have to be mevara one safik. Unless you become mevara both, you have to be mevara one. However, I don't think asking him is called being mevara. It's just opening your eyes. I think no matter what, if he's there, you have to ask him. You can't make a spek seker out of that. If he's standing in front of you, of course you have to ask him. I don't think you can make a spek seker out of such a thing. Okay, so this is, rather the Aruch HaShulchan is even more machmer. He says if the person is lefaneinu, when you don't ask him, we cancel you. If you don't ask him, he's in front of you, and he leaves, you have a knas that you can't use it. I don't know where the knas comes from, this is the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Because you can't close your eyes and make a svek svek out of it, you have to. All right, this idea whether a svek svek you have to be a bevar is a simik of your opinion. It's just interesting here that at least at first glance, the Gran Pesachei Tshuva seem to be arguing. As I said, they may not be. Sivches. Kli shenesar bablias iser, v'nisarev ba'acherim, ve'enoi nikr, fatal b'raiv. Right, this comes up. A lady calls, she says, I stuck a milch spoon into the chicken soup, I put it aside, and then somebody came home and stuck it, put it back into the drawer. Now, I don't know which spoon. I have 8 spoons or 16 spoons. One of them is treif. I don't know which one is the treif spoon. So the Mechaber says that klisha nesa babli esiser v'nisarev ba'acherim ve'enai nikr batal b'raiv. Yavesh b'yavesh b'bibina is batal b'raiv. So if I have the spoon, I have in my drawer 8 spoons. One is treif, the rest are kosher. They're piled up nice and neat. I guess the top one is the one you just put in. But assuming that there are a bunch of spoons all put away together at the same time, so it's Einei Nikr. So if it's Einei Nikr, the Mechaber says it's Batal B'raiv. What's the question on that? Huh? Let's not have any questions. Davar, as Davar Sheb'minyin, we had a rule that only if the Isser is a Davar Sheb'minyin. Right. Here the Isser is the Bliya. The Bliya is not a Davar Sheb'minyin.
Right.
It's not Kavua, because it's Einei Nikr, right? If it's Einei Nikr before it goes into the Taruvis, that's not called Kavua. The question is, there's a hint. The Gross says, Kofa Leal Sima Kuv Beis. Hisham Nizbar, what's Kuv Beis? Is Davar Sheb'minyin Shemet Hirin. The Shach asks two kashas on the Mechaber. He says that it's a davar she'yesh matirin. First of all, you can wait meisleis, you can wait 24 hours and take off this deraisa. So why don't you have to wait 24 hours? What? No, I'm late. Okay, that was my views, Teres. 1 second. The Shach is kasha number one. It's a davar she'yesh matirin, you can wait meisleis. You wait 24 hours if it goes b'tim
ha'tayrin. We say stam kelim ben yomim
le'i. But it's not stam kelim. We know there's a treif of kelim mixed with the others.
Right.
And secondly, he says it's possible to kasher it. That's also davar she'yesh matirin. You can kasher it. The Ramah says not davar she'yesh matirin because you have to spend money on wood to burn the wood to make hot water to kasher it. So Shas says that's a hefse meruba to spend a little money on fire to cook up water to kasher it. So the Shach argues betarti. Says if you can't kasher it, it's China. So China is a chamutter, but he says if you can't kasher it, wait 24 hours. He says if it's something you could kasher, so you should have to kasher it. So therefore, the Shach argues the whole or every single one. You have to kasher every one that's included in the safik. Now, on the kasher that each going to take one kasher at a time. The kasher of waiting 24 hours. We have the Dei Yehuda's Teretz. The Klal, the Noam Yehuda, writes 3 places in his Svarim, the Noam Yehuda, and twice in the Tzlach. He writes a rule with Davar she'yesh matirin. It's a nice, the original Shaila is an interesting case. A woman was pregnant, a single woman was pregnant, and she was engaged to get married. And a person is not allowed to marry somebody who's a Muberes or someone else. So she said that she was a mu'uberes from a guy. We'll marry some a guy, you're allowed to marry somebody else. So the question was whether to believe her.
He's not coming.
Whether to believe her. Now, he was willing to marry her. But
DNA.
So the Shaila is a Safed Rabbanan Lakula. It is to marry Muberes Chavei, right? Is a Drabbanan. Safed Rabbanan Lakula. But on the other hand, it's a Doshesha Matirin. You can wait till she gives birth. She won't be Muberes Chavei, right? Now then she'll be Minekes Chavei, right? Which is also a Sidrabban. So you wait till he gives birth and wait 24 months and then let them get married. So they get married 2.5 years later. So Dov Shesha
Matirin. Something that you want to do now.
So the Noid Behuda answered with this rule. He said, it's an important rule to remember, you'll see in a minute, there's again a million cases. He said a rule that Dov Shesha Matirin is something that's consumed. You can consume it once. You have an egg. Suffolk laid on Yom Tif. You only can eat the egg once. Why eat it on Yom Tif and you have a Suffolk? Eat it after Yom Tif and it's Vaday Mutter. On something that's consumed, you can only have it once. So Mimela, it's another Shesha Matirin. But on something you can use many times, you can't say, Asher Techlanu Be'isa Techlanu Be'het. Why? You're going to tell this man, why marry her now, Suffolk Isser? Wait the 2.5 years and marry her then, and she's a chavut. He'll answer you, what do you mean? I want to be married to her then and married to her now. You can't tell me what's the difference to you, do it now or later. I want both. I want today and later. If you want today and later, so that's not called Dov Shesha Matirin. What do you mean? It's something I want to use more than once. Dr. Dov Yehuda, the same thing by a kli. Shach said, a kli is Dov Shesha Matirin. Why kash? Why use it today? Wait 24 hours and use it after the 24 hours. I want to use it after the 24 hours. I want to use it today too. That is Noid Yehuda says it's not a Shesha Matirin, which explains why the Mechaber doesn't say to wait the 24 hours. So I'll tell you, I'd like to tell you with this, I was one of the summers I went to Eretz Yisrael, so one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva picked me up, was nice enough to pick me up in the airport. And he was driving me into Yerushalayim. So every time you go to Yerushalayim, he asked, what's the latest tumul? Always the tumul. So I said, latest tumul, Maisa Shahaya. That Shabbos, there was a Sheva Brachas, or Shabbos Nachamu. And there was a Sheva Brachas in the hall, in the Zevil Hall there in Shmuel HaNavi. And they rented the hall. Now the Chassan Kala wanted to light licht at the Sheva Brachas. So the caterer, the waiters, didn't want. They had to change the table from the night Sheva Brachas to the day Sheva Brachas. So she took a chair. She put it on the side. And she lit. She put a leichter with a tray. And she lit the Shabbos candles on that chair. Now that chair now became mukta. It's a basis of davar aser. They walk in the next day. The waiters, when they cleaned up, took the leichter, which had already, the candles had already been extinguished, took the leicher, put it away in the kitchen, hopefully, and the chair, that one chair, was now mixed with the other 200 chairs in the hall. So there's one muktzah chair with 199 chairs of heter. The chayis battle berayv. Someone said, what do you mean? It's a Dov Shesha Matirin. After Shabbos, all the chairs are mutter. So it's a Dov Shesha Matirin. So Dov Shesha Matirin is not mutter, it's not bottle. Right. So, but you can't have treifas in a chair. Exactly. Yeah, you can't have treifas in an affair. So, treifa chair, you also can't have. Well, what I told him was the Noid Behuda. As soon as I said the words Noid Behuda, he said, "Wow, how'd you know?" Like, you know, like he yeshiva bach. He thinks it's some far fledged. You know, and there are like 2,000 Jews Noid Behuda. And punked, I knew which one. It's one of the most famous Noid Behudas. The Behuda says, what do you mean? I want to use the chair today, and it's something I can use tomorrow or the next day too. Something that you could use many times, Zabta Nagy Behuda, there's no din of Dava Shia Shamatim, Zochumra Dava Shia Shamatim. Now there's another case where this comes up that's a nice thing to know, Halach Lamasim. There's a Pischei Tshuva who's Dan by the Halacha that you have to wait 6 hours from Fleshix to Melachix, at least most of us. Wait 6 hours from Fleshix to Melachix. This Shaila comes up all the time. They change the clock now, it's going to come Shaila Shudis. And people don't remember, is it 6 hours? Isn't it 6 hours? They're going to shalashudis, they want to have a piece of cheesecake or ice cream or coffee. And they can't remember, is it 6 hours or not? Well, what's it by suffix 6 hours? L'chayr is in a siddur rabbanan. Suffix rabbanan l'kula. You don't know if it's 6 hours, suffix rabbanan l'kula. However, it's a davar sheyesh matirin. You can wait. You wait another hour, and then you'll have milchiks then. So the darkei tshuva there, this is not in the Yehud himself, the darkei tshuva says, no, you have to die to be this rule. What are you going to tell this person? You can, why eat milchiks now? Eat milchiks from Lava Malka. So I'll tell you, what do you mean? I want milchiks now, and I want milchiks from Lava Malka. It's not, you can't tell me, if you want piece of milchiks in the world, you can say, why eat it now? Eat it then. There's an infinite amount of milchiks in the world. So what are you going to tell them? Don't eat milchiks now, eat it later. I want to have it now, and I want to have it later. So that's it's a gewaldig klal to know the Noid Yehuda's rule, that you don't say the chumrah of Dav Sheish HaMatirin. By Dav Sheish HaMatirin we say it's not bottle, or suffik, the Rabbanon is a chumrah. Everything that we say, Dav Sheish HaMatirin, or machmir, it's only on consumables, things that you consume. Food, or the Gemara is a case of wood that you're using for firewood, so it's a suffik if it's butter and that. So something like that, something you could reuse. So that answers the Shulchan Aruch. That's why Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to wait 24 hours because it's not a Dav Sheish HaMatirin. I want to use it now. I don't want to use it later.
Can we be somewhat on this center than other Yehuda for Shalashur's issues of milchiks more than once?
You could be somewhat on it, but you're not allowed purposely not look at the clock. You tell you what, don't look at the clock. Don't tell me what time it is. No. If lechatchila, you have to check the clock.
But if you do 1 week, next week, and say, oh, I forgot again.
Well, it's not that you forget, it's that people
don't look.
Don't look, not deliberately don't look.
Maybe it's 6 hours, maybe not. Maybe the halacha is like people say, it's less than, you don't have to wait 6 hours.
Halacha is a doof, at least for us.
Well, some people, rely on it.
Okay. You don't need this fact, it's something about it anyway.
According to the sheet, if you use this heter, it's not a question of 2 hours, it's a question of whether it could be 6 hours or not.
So therefore,
is not getting 3 hours.
No. It's in the sixth hour. You're sure it's a six. You're over six. So if it's more cow, that's what Shaul was saying.
According to the sheet, it's when you finish eating, not when you finish. That makes it even more. You continue the meal. You don't know when you finish eating. You finish eating the flesh.
Yeah, when you're finishing just the flesh.
The flesh. So then you don't know. You didn't look at the clock.
He passes a kula there. Oh, very good. Okay. One volume, all the volumes. All right. So it's has to be a Dugum Revival also. It's not an idea. It is an idea. Okay. If you have a reason to use the dafka now. I don't. I'm thinking if it's such an exception in Kuf Beis. I can't remember such an exception. There's a Tam Nochutz to do it now. I mean, the person doesn't want to get married 2.5 years. Wants to be married now. Just because. By Bittel, it won't help. Because by Bittel, there are two reasons for Dav Sheish HaMatirin. There's the Tam Ashlein Behet Techlein Be'eser. Ashlein Be'eser Techlein Be'eter. And there's another reason because of Mim Bimina, he had to Behet Techlein Be'eter. But by Sveik, it's a good question. I don't know. By eggs on Yom Tov, it's safe. It's only food for Yom Tov. It should be different. Not sure. You can't apply. Oh, no, I doubt that he does. And he used himself. The Pesach Tshuva brings it by the spoons. That's why it's not a Dav Sheish HaMatirin. That's why it is bottle. Even though you could say wait 24 hours. What? That's the other time. If you want to use the other time alone, And you know that's it's a machlokes if it's a machlokes rishayim. Rashi, the Ran says the reason of heter beheter, and the Rashi says the reason of shetichlenu. Pashtus they argue, and you have to chayshish of both. Chaimai says shetichl Torah, they don't argue, and you can be mekel either one by bittel, but if you're telling him that. It's just too much off topic. What? Rav Chaim Moses says that they're not arguing. There are two tefillah davishim here. There's one by Safed Ram Lechula, that's shetichlenu beheter, shetichlenu beheter, and by bittel you have the Ran's reason. The Ran said his reason by Bithel. So by Bithel, you can rely on Hetabet Loi, if it's not Hetabet Loi Bach. You know what I mean? He says one reason for each case. But okay. Why can't you cash in? Oh, so that's a Shach second cash. So till now, I talked about waiting 24 hours. The second question is Shach is, it's just kasher it, even Techmeis Leis. Kasher it in water, that's 60 times as much water, and kasher the spoon right away. So that's his kasher. Now the Ramah says that because you have to spend money on wood to make a fire, therefore you don't have to. So the Shach says, big deal, how much money does it cost? But the Chachma Sa'adah B'darach HaShulchan Neman like the Shulchan Aruch. It's not that it costs money, the wood, it's so expensive. It's more that it just fails in the definition of Yashem Matir. Yashem Matir is something that will become mutter by itself. If it requires kashering, they pass like the Bechaber that it's not necessary to kasher it. And therefore, the Iker HaDin is that you don't have to kasher when it's bottled. If people call me, I tell them to wait 24 hours. As far as it's not a tirfa, especially we have plastic spoons. And I tell people when they call, wait to 24 hours, and you're not required to kasher. If you want to kasher, be yaitza shach, so kadosh emelai, it's a good thing. And it's also easy with spoons. Spoons fit into a pot. If it's a pot, they can mix with other pots, it makes it more difficult. But the Ikra Din, the Psak of the Chachma Sadam and the Aruch HaShulchan, is that you don't have to kasher like the Mechaber. And the waiting the 24 hours, I think both the Chachma Sadam and the Aruch HaShulchan say to wait to 24 hours. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Noyagin to kasher one clean. Of all the Kalim, just take out any one and kasher it. So it's sort of not to be a raviach from the fact that it got mixed. So we have the same thing when one tray for meat is falls into a mixture of raviach, so we throw one out. So it's a chumra to what? That they throw out kinegdai, they throw out, yeah. So Lai said that was the that's upsetting.
Maybe the Mechaber is talking about klicheres. Is it klicheres that mixed?
Klicheres.
Yeah,
everybody agrees. I don't share material.
No, he says
that you don't have to. They're the gshach is maida. That's the regular. That's a regular bottle barai with no eitzah.
So klicheres, you don't have to do nothing.
Okay, siftes. The siftes is a. Easy mechaber. Difficult Ramah, and I'm going to try to be misguided. First, let's learn the Mechaber, which is the easier of the two. Yesh li zoyer melaniach bebayis bebeis avik echavim klei suda. Don't leave your kelim by goyim. The chashinan shema yishtam yishpahem. We're afraid they'll use it. Mechaber says lechatchila. That's easy. Lechatchila at the office, don't leave your knife in the office kitchen. Mechayshish a guy is going to use it. We assume that Goyim are going to use it. We'll see in the Tas says, Safik can go use it. Vade, they're going to use it. That's the Tas is lush. But the Mechaber and Ramah consider it a Safik. You leave Kalim by a guy, and the Ramah says, even if you give him to repair, give him a Kali to repair, the beginning of the Ramah, Philim Nostam Lu'umam Lesaknon, Sarich Lasa Ispohem Simen, Shlo Yishtavish Ben Avik Echavim. So that's lechatchila. Lechatchila is easy. Bidi
Evet. Isn't the problem with caterers who leave things overnight and then the service comes to pick it up the next day?
Leave it here. If they leave it here in the shul, it's not a problem.
No, in a hotel.
In a hotel. If they leave it in a hotel.
The next day.
I hear it's
dirty.
So what? If you can't, it doesn't say you can leave your dirty kale with a guy.
I just read, somebody wrote that. She told her daughter that when the cake is baked for 30 minutes, take a knife, stick it in the cake, and see if it comes out clean. That means it's ready. So she calls up, she says, her daughter, you stuck in the knife. So I stuck in the knife, it came out clean. It was great. I took all the dirty knives, I stuck them in the cake, and they all came out clean. In the case of the caterer, I'll maybe it's a little better. Be the avid. You mean lechatchila? So you leave you being over on this? Maybe. It may be. What? Well, we're not afraid about the individual using it. It might be different in the place where you know they have hundreds of their own. If you're leaving a place where you've got plenty of his own, so maybe that's why. Now here the question is b'di'evet. I would like to be misad. Look at this Ramah. Just turn the next two pages and look at the size of the Shachan Taz and the Ramah, and you'll appreciate what I would like to accomplish here. Okay, we're going to learn it inside. I just want to be misad of it. I don't know, in general, why the Ramah and Machaber also are not misadir things the way we would. The truth is, there's a reason. The Rambam was loyal to, generally, was loyal to the cases of the Gemara. He tried to bring halacha in the Gemara's cases. You never know, there could be a reason to be mechalik in this case and the next case. So generally, the Rambam always tried to go with the Gemara's lashon, the Mechaber and the Ramah always try to go with the Rishayim's lashon. They try to stick to the Seder that the Rishayim presented to make it easier. Nevertheless, for us, what I'd like to do is be misadar the Ramah, and then we'll learn it inside. Don't take my word for it. I'm misadar it the way I learned it, and we'll see if it fits the lashon. The Ramah makes three levels of distinction. About Kalim, you leave by a guy. By the way, we'll see in the Ramah, it's the same thing. You leave a guy in your house. If you leave a guy in your house with your Kalim, it's exactly the same. Shaila, as we're going to see. The Ramah says there are three levels of psak. If you leave it l'shah, now before that, if it's a yaitz of a nichnis, there's no shayla, which is what people should do at home. The yaitz of a nichnis, if you're going out for 2 hours, you leave a guy there, say I'm going out for a little bit, and don't say going out for 2 hours. Yaitz of a nichnis is always a heter. If you went out of yaitz of a nichnis. So there are three levels in the Ramah. The shah kala, a person goes out just for a brief period of time, Ramah says, "Be the evidence mutter." You don't have to be chayshish that the person used it in a brief period of time. The cheskes hetter, and in a short amount of time, you don't have to be chayshish. How much is a shah kala? We'll have to deal with it. Then he talks about a longer period of time, but less than 24 hours. You left 10 hours, 12 hours, maybe 6 hours. 6 hours not a shah kala, so it's 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. You left it. So there, in such a case, the Ramah says that you should not use the kalim for 24 hours. You should treat the kalim as tray for 24 hours. And after 24 hours, it becomes a safed rabbanon, seder ben yaimai, you could be nekel. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush. We never do that. We don't usually take something that starts as a safed derais and turn it into a safed rabbanon. The shach is going to have tainus on it. But that's the psak of the rabbanon. So, shah kala, it's mutter. As he says now, it's worse than stop kalim because since you only left it for less than 24 hours, so now if the guy used it, it's a ben yaimai. It's not a suffik ben yaimai, it's a vade ben yaimai. If you leave with a guy with the kalim for less than 24 hours, and Chazal said you have to be chayshish, the guy used it, so it's a ben yaimai. So therefore, it's us.
But if I walk into a guy's house and I don't know anything, we just said stop.
Better, let me tell you. The Ramah says if you left it more than 24 hours, let's say you went on a trip, you left the guy at your house for more than 24 hours. He says, then it's mutter. You have a svek sveka. Did he use it? Did he use it? Even if he used it, maybe he used it more than 24 hours ago. So the Ramah says, you hear this, the two extremes are mutter. If it's shah kala, it's mutter. More than 24 hours, it's aser. It's mutter. Within 24 hours, it's aser, but you can be makel to leave it. This is the Igros Moshe that says that if you have a guy, you leave a guy in the house, you're not allowed to use the kalim for 24 hours. Yeah, it's a Ramah. What?
Why don't you
want to
say reverse back to the Batul Barayv?
I mean, even the guy used it, he only used one or two, and it was Batul Barayv. That's a good question. I don't know. Just what comes out is the queerest thing. Someone calls me to Shaila. I left my guy in the house, and he realized it's already 12 hours. So what should I tell him? Don't go home. Leave it there longer. Don't go home. The longer you leave it, the better. I mamish don't understand this, and it bothers me, this kasha, the following. What are you talking about? It's better if you leave it 40 hours than if you leave it 20 hours. What do you mean? If you leave it 20 hours, well, Chayshish used it in those 20 hours. So I leave it 40 hours, why am I not chayshish? She used it in the last 20 hours. What am I? What's going on here? Well, we leave it longer and it becomes better. Long shachas has, then it's the cash. It's a freedom. I don't understand it. There's something wrong with my understanding.
That's one of the
sikkim. What?
Isn't that one of the sikkim?
But it's not more of a suffix because I left it longer.
It is. Maybe you use it now within 20 hours.
But why, if I left it for 20 hours, I have to be chayshish she used it in the 20 hours. So if I leave it 40 hours, who cares what happened the first 20? Let me just say, maybe he used it in this last 20, and that's awesome.
You have to wait 24 hours.
That alone is awesome.
If it's less than 24 hours, you have a problem, then you have to wait 24 hours.
But I have to use it 24 hours from the time I'm sure he didn't use it.
We don't know when he used it.
Right, so when I come home, I have to leave it 24 hours. See, after 40 hours, let me come home and leave it for 24 hours.
What would a situation where... you have two rishas in Rabbayim. One's the first 24 hours, the second 24 hours.
That's right. If I have two, one's the first 24, one's the second 24. So we're going to say the first one is mutter, the second one's aser. And if it's one guy 48 hours, then it's all mutter. It's takkets. They're very hard to understand. Do you agree it's hard to understand? Okay. What I told you is the Ramah. Let's learn the Ramah inside. What? Okay, that's a good question. The question is, you leave one guy, how many forks could he use? So why don't I say, if I come home and find all the forks clean in the drawer, that he used one, and that's a good question. Maybe it's worth
talking. The problem
about the
old
ones. Maybe you're right. Ramesh Adon says all the kelim in the house also for 24 hours. That's, I think, his lashon. You can look it up. It's in the first volume of Yeridaya, Tshuva Samach Aleph.
She's home alone. I think he asks everything. She's home alone, Rebbe. She's home alone. She's not going to use eight plates, eight forks, or anything.
That's a good kasha.
Is there a difference? The lashon is bevayis. If it was to be a commercial in a hotel or like that, is that any different?
I said before, it might be different if they have their own kelim. Many. There's no reason to think that they would use yours. It could be that that would make it better. I don't know. I think the custom is to put a siman on the kelim when they leave it there. Okay. Now,
to say it's bottled or right, just to wait 24 hours. Because
you mean for though, but the mechaber didn't say it. Lididan, lachinami, Yaki may be right. Lididan, we say when it's bottled or right, we do wait 24 hours, right? This is shas kasha of the sheshematirin. So it could be that that's what Rav Moshe says. Then, okay, good. All right, let's learn the Ramah. Don't take my word for it. Let's try to read the Ramah and see if he says what I said. From the second line of the Ramah. Im avar v'loyasa. Somebody was over on what we just said. When you come back, you must kasher. When do you have to kasher? Dafkim shok tzasa kechavim dani kechatsi yayin. Dafkim, it waited a bit, like half a day. I assume that means 6 hours. Ava l'fishah incha lachush. But for a brief period of time, when I call the Shah Kala, so then ein lachish, then a person doesn't have to be machmir. So that's the heter of lafisha. The chol zek shereis l'shtamish by biyayim shanas nailai. The leka l'chad asveika. That's all if you want to use it the same day you come back. There's only one safik shereis l'shtamish by v'kachavim nailai. Avo. Im loy lachim yirai v'kachavim ad la'achar zman. If you didn't take it back from the guy until later, that's possible to say. As you left it there for 5 days. So it's possible that even if it was by the guy, it was already pogum and it waited more than a meis leis. Or, even if you come back early, or if the Jew held it after you returned home for 24 hours, if either you come home after 24 hours, or you come home within 24 hours and you wait until the whole 24 hours have passed, so then you're allowed to be meikel. So this clearly, I think, is what I was saying. A brief period of time, if you saw, you don't have to be chayshish. If it's less than 24 hours, when you come home, you have to wait the new 24 hours. And if it's more than 24 hours, then it's mutter b'di'evah right away.
So,
let's finish the Ramah.
So if you come home if they're 10 hours, you have to wait 24 hours. It means you could 34 hours it's more there. And if you come on the 25 hours, it's
what immediately. That's a cash in, honestly. Vimlakai mirai vikachavim ba'isayayim shenastei lai va'avar v'nishtamish b'loi hagala. It's a double b'di'evit. You already left it by the guy. You already took it, and you already used it. Yesh oisur ma'maychol k'may b'kli shu b'vadei b'nyaynai. There are those who hold the kli is oser as if it's a vadei yisur. But makam tzarech yesh lahakol b'di'evit. And if there's a tzarech, then a person could be mekel b'di'evet. Rabbah is machmir. The Taz is machmir in test. L'chitchel yesh lizar b'chol inyin afilu ba'avodim u'shvachay sa'ib dekachavim shubibes Yisrael shaloi liyachid kelim shalonu etzlan is a yichud of our kelim with them shema yishtam shubem b'dvar masurim, because perhaps they may come to use it b'dvar masurim shach tes v'ha'aylam einam nisarim ato v'zeh. The Velt is not so careful with this. V'atam, Yishum Da'avad, Mishvach, Yishem, Bebeis Yisrael, Tomid, Yisrael, Yaitzim, V'nechnisham. Because they're in the house, and Yidden come and go, V'kai Gav, Namutah, Afil, L'chadchil, 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 important shach. The shach says the Velt is Meikul, because they're Saimach, that they are Yaitzim, V'nechnasim, they are people coming and going, and Yaitzim, V'nechnas is definitely a good head.
And that's pure Elizabeth. So this is
that's talking about. Well, yeah, it's a vinichtas, should be no different if it's a living or not a living.
Because I think. What's the pshat of tamid? That they're not out in the market getting their own stuff.
It means I don't know why he says because they're tamid. It means they know that they're enough to know that you're not yet a vinichtas. I think that's why. Yes, it's only helps if you tell them they're not allowed to use the kelim. If you don't tell them, it doesn't help.
Why does Shach use the first expression, Olam, you know, make Nishar intercept? Why does he have to say that? Why does he?
Because it's true.
No, but I understand. But that may be the case, but that's not a halacha. Because everybody, something doesn't make it right.
Yeah, so that's what he's saying. The Velt's not, is it right?
Yeah.
So he says it's right because of Yetziv Nechnes. Don't think it's right if you're not a Yetziv Nechnes. It's only right because people are Yetziv Nechnes. People have some nechdes, then you have a head.
Okay,
he's trying to say when you see people being mekel, don't think it's an absolute. It's a hetter based on this.
Now, so what do you say if Kelly is outside the house? Maybe it's parish meruba parish. Most of the Kelly will not.
You only say if a Kelly is out of the house, call the parish nachinami. If a Kelly, but not if you deliberately take it out of the house.
No, let's say
you mean if you have.
That's the second question. Somebody will carry outside the house. And,
no, it has to go outside the house. If there becomes Isser. If there's one Isser, and he has to use a Kol Pashmur.
What do you say? What do you say about that?
If you tell him, then Yetzim Nechus helps. If you don't tell him, it doesn't help Yetzim. Yes, this helps. He's afraid. He's not afraid.
Yeah, somebody's working and somebody has a job. He knows he's not going to come back.
Oh, if he knows he's not coming, that's not Yetzim Nechus.
How about you put Simon? So.
Simon certainly helps. What comes out here is even if you have a Gaiish electrician or carpenter working in the house, it's the same thing. He says even to give it to an Uman, it's something that's problematic. Now, let me speak out the Taz. We're not going to learn through the Taz because Pesach is in a few weeks and it's a long Taz. I do want to show you something in the Taz, but first just to tell you the Psak of the Taz and the Ha'ara of the Shach. The Taz is machmir more than the Ramah. The Taz basically says Safik ishtamish behen, Vada ishtamish behen. He says, what do you mean it's a Safik if he used it? He certainly uses Kalim. You leave somebody there, then the fact is that they use the Kalim. And he paskins that if you leave kelim there, you have to kasha them, and if you leave klicheres, you have to throw them out. Except if you come back after 24 hours, and you were a shaygeg, even not halacha, then you can be mekel on klicheres. In other words, you have the heter more than 24 hours, the svek sveika, and even then, if you're amazed, he says you still have to throw it out. You have to throw out the klicheres or kasha the kli matzis. And if you're a shaygeg and you were more than 24 hours, then he says he can be mekel. So the Taz is machmir ma'id. It's no surprise that he's marich. show basically he doesn't argue in Svara, he argues on Makairis. He argues in Svara, he says, Vada Yishtamish Behem. But the Shach primarily discusses the question of whether, when you come within 24 hours, you can l'chatchila wait 24 hours and make it mutter. He brings the Machlekes Rishayim and questions whether the Ramah should have been Makel. He says this Rishon that's Makel is a Rabbeinu something, or I don't mean something around these Adam Gadol, but it's not a common Rishayim, the Rash Bunberg. And he says other Rishayim argue, so he's Mesupik. He doesn't have a clear psak at the end to do, but he does say that this Chumrah is only by Kalim that are normally used with hot. Kalim that are normally used with cold food, there's no din that a teaspoon, for example, is not normally used in a Kli Rishon. It's not normal to stick a teaspoon in a Kli Rishon. A teaspoon you put in a Kli Sheni. So a teaspoon you can be Makel, because a teaspoon is a Keli Shemishtamish by B'davar Cham. So it's a Svara, the Shach says, but some of them would agree that that's something, or a challah knife, something that's not normally used for a hat, so that also he's medical. So basically, this is the Shach and Taz. Agav, people have often asked me, a Shaila, if you're allowed to use a knife sharpener, the same knife sharpener for milchiks and fleishiks, or if you're allowed to use the same knife sharpener for treif and kosher. Agav, from the Taz, you see that it's mutter, because the Taz talks about when you give knives to be sharpened by a guy, and the guy gives it back. So he talks about whether you have to be chayshish, the guy used it to cut his food. But the fact that the guy used it on his sharpener, that's pashut by him that it's mutter. So you see derech aga from this taz that a knife that's sharpened, the sharpener doesn't ask it. The sharpener takes, it doesn't give. It's busy taking from the surface of the knife. It's not giving please to the sharpener. What? Even if it gets hot, it's busy taking off, it's not putting on. That's I think that's his assumption. Now, all right, this is, as I said, a halacha that is nageya, and people have to be careful about Kalim leaving them with Gayim. It's a big Messiah today. It's a difficult thing.
I put a cutoff in my gas line.
Yeah.
So there's no
gas. There's no
gas.
No heat. What about the electric toaster?
I have a lock. I put a lock on the microwave.
Oh, very good. All right, you can eat in Mendy's house. Okay. All right, so that's Siftes. It's a Maram Malkim to remember, and
on the end of the wire.
Good. We used to have a Russian lady that was Shemesh Shabbos Kefiya Diyasa. You know, she lit Shabbos Lecht, and she wouldn't go to work on Shabbos. When she turned on a TV, I don't know. I asked Rav Palm, and Rav Palm said that if she has an appreciation for Shabbos, then you could be Seimach that she's not going to do things that you don't want her to do. We were medical. Once she couldn't come, she sent a granddaughter who was in public school. So suddenly, the last minute, we had a problem. My wife calls me. So we took the toaster oven, we put it in the car. We took the grates off the top of the stove and put it in the car. And we took the racks out of the oven and we put it in the car. And all right, I assume that's what she's going to do. You know, I don't know what she thinks for me. You didn't have me hugging, you know, like that. We do funny things anyway. So, all right, Sif Yud, we're getting close. Sif Yud, Kairai Sheshalach Yisrael Leiva Kechavim, Im Michael. A person sent a pot of food to a guy. Why did he send a pot of food to the guy? It's not Nageya. Whatever reason you would imagine. He sends a cholin to a guy, Im Michael, with food, Vishahu Sham, and they stayed in the house for a while. Im Nikr Behem HaMichael Sheshalach Yisrael B'Saycham, Mutter. Sometimes a woman has tfiyasai and she baked chalas, she could tell it's a chalas. She has a chalant, she could tell it's a chalant. Im nikr behen ha-maychal shochi yisrael b'saychem mutter. If it's nikr, it's mutter, the gross says, in Lamed Aleph, im nikr have a chaysim. that's like a good simon. If it's nicker, it's a good simon. Guys, you're trying to be an example. Meat needs two simonim. But it means if it's something that's not chavis, not chatichas dog, basar, yayin, or tchelas, it's not one of the four that need two simonim. Anything else, im nicker ben machel shalte yisob zachamot. If in lav osir, im regilin ladiach hakelim bachamin, chashinan shema hu dachim kli yisir. If, now listen to this double chumrah, you send food in a pot to the guy. Now, you don't know it's the same food that's in the pot today. So what do you chayshish? That the guy took out that food. And now, there's no food over there. So, im regilin lahadiyach hakelim b'chan. That means, even if the new food is the chamuta, what's in there, carrots, or, you know, food that's not a shay. You have to be chayshish that the guy cleaned the kelim with hot water. The chashina shemahud achim kliyas is a tremendous chumrah. You have to be, you don't even know if the guy washed it or didn't wash it. You have to be machmir to be chayshish, the guy washed it. And that when he washed it together with treifa kelim. And therefore, you now have a problem that the keli became treif.
You leave instructions, don't clean it.
But it's not in that one, to follow your instructions. So, what? Would they use soap in the space of time of gam? It's true, if they use soap in the space of gam. The question is, the first cycle, the rinse cycle, or if in the house, before you use the soap, you clean out the stuff, the food that's stuck to the clean. So there, if you're going to do it with hot water, that cycle becomes treif. Later, when you put in the soap, it'll make the new bleus treif, but the old treif of bleus, which already went in, are going to be something of an issue, are going to be a problem.
But in the sink it goes from one pot to the other, it sort of jumps, it doesn't hit both pots at the same time. Dishwasher will hit everything at the same time, and maybe you'll get an issue. How does the issue travel in the sink? If I pour
it in the
sink,
you mean? We're not talking about a sink. We're talking about mechaber. Mechaber is talking about those days. They wash either in a klirishin or with the ira of a klirishin. Question is, what's the dim bisman hazeh? Ramesh has a long geshmak tshuva. Learning Yeridaya, it's good to learn through. He tumbles with the shas and the ramaz. Ramesh in the first Yeridaya and tshuva membeis has a tshuva regarding this issue. I'm going to try to give over as best I can in a brief period of time the tamtzis of his tshuva and then jump to the halacha lemaisa without the in-between. There is a stira in Ramaz, or it seems to be a stira in Ramaz in Yeridaya. It's such a geshmak lashon that between Megadim, you see how he struggles with this stira. He suggests a teret, says it's wrong. He writes, my averus were gairim that I don't understand. We never talk that way, right? We say the Ramah's a pelo. We don't say the Ramah. What's he talking about? He writes, I'll tell you the teichin of a stira. He has a stira in the Ramah. From Simon Sadik Beis, Simon Sadik Hei. Don't jump. You'll tell me a difference. He knows the differences. The question is why the difference should matter. Simon Sadik Beis of Zion. The Ramah brings Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen there is talking about Iroi Klirishin, pouring from a hot pot onto cold kelim. That's a sink, right? Hot water comes out onto cold kelim. Pouring from hot water onto cold kelim, the Trumas Hadeshen says the following. We know that Iroi, Asers, where it lands, Kedei Kli. The Trumas Hadeshen says there's a difference between Iroi Shalloi nifsak hakiluach and iroi shenifsak, which means the following. I pour hot water. If the hot water runs, let's say, down the table, if I stop pouring, not hot water is running, nifsak hakiluach, the flow is not connected to the original pot. It's called the iroi shalloi nifsak hakiluach. It only asses in the first spot it goes. It doesn't keep on assering where it flows. Iroi shenifsak hakiluach. It's not connected to klirishin. It asses this place it lands. After that, it's already like a cliche. It's mistaber. The first second it lands, it could ask, and otherwise not. But the Trumas Hadeshen's chiddush is that if it's a iroi shaloi nifsak hakiluach, if the kiluach is still connected, or in our sinks, it's still connected to the boiler, and the whole flow is connected, then wherever it goes, it's still iroi klirish. Easy psak of the Ramah. He's talking not about washing kelim, he's talking about your cooking food. It boils over, it runs over, and it's running down the kira, And wherever it goes, if it's light nifsak haki luach, then it's all continually a klirishin. Nifsak, only where it lands. It's a ramah. So it's a chumrah in that a continuous flow keeps on asserting. That's tzaddik beis. Tzaddik hesed gimel. Here, there, he talks about someone who's washing dishes. He's got milch and fleishik dishes in the same sink. And he poured from a kli rishon onto milchaka and fleishik kalim. So there he brings the issa v'heter that says that it's mutter. Because the iroi, wherever it lands, it's mavliya k'dei klipa. But then when it goes from the fleishik kli to the milchaka kli, it's already a klisheni. The Machem Ramah holds klisheni is nothing. So Ramah says, where it lands, that spot is a problem. But that spot is either milchiks or fleishiks. Right? We're not talking about treifa counter, milchiks. So wherever it lands, that's a problem. But the air, what's the problem? The water itself is coming from a parava kli. And it's landing either on a fleishik kli or a milchik kli. So what's the problem? There's no problem. It's not going to go from one to the other. The kash is, what do you mean? You just told me in tzaddik beis. If it's loy nifsak haki luach, then it's all continuous, then it's all osir. If you run the sink and the sink is filled up with an inch of water, it's all loy nifsak luach. The sink is still running. So according to tzaddik beis, all that water is clear, is irikli rishon, it's still osir. According to tzaddik hey, there's no problem, only the spot it lands. So the Ramah, the Prima Gadim, struggles to understand it. He suggests the teretz. He says it doesn't fit with the Makairis. And he says, like I said, Avaynai Sagarmu, Shloizach Isi Lahavin Kozak. So what he wasn't Zaycha to Lahavin, the Chavaz Das was Zaycha to understand, the Chavaz Das and Tzadik Beis of Katan Chav Gimel. And he explains based on Taisus and Perikir. Taisus explains that Hat can accomplish a transfer of Blias. Heat, we have a Kabbalah, the hot things, irikli rishon, transfers bliya k'dei klipa. There's another idea that hot things cook. Hilchos Shabbos, hot things can cook. Here is mevashel. So on Shabbos, now I pour hot water onto a food. Iri could do blias, it could be mevashel. The Trumas Hadeshen says, if it's loy nifsak hakiluach, it transfers blias. It could transfer, it could be maflid or mafliya. However, an iroi shalay nifsak hakiluach, that it's mevashel, that he didn't say. He didn't say it cooks. It's maflid or mafliya. Now, there's an idea, it's an expression of maflid umavliya ka'achas. It means the following. Iroi, klirishin, could be maflid. Maflid means that I have here a piece of treifa meat. It's on a plot. I pour out water on the meat and the pot, so it causes a bliya to go into the kli. That's maflet. Or mavliya. I have a tray for kli. I pour out water, the water takes out tray for plias. Maflet or mavliya. Iroi shaloi nisakaluach is either maflet or mavliya. The rule is that to be maflet umavliya ka'achas, the same iroi should bring out plias out of one kli and put them into a second kli, that's an equivalent of mevashel. That means it cooks, means it can do more than the first instant take something out. It can take out of one thing and put into another. The Trumas Hadeshen, the Chavaz Das says, the Ramah means to say, Iroi could be maflit, or could be mavliya. What is the Trumas Hadeshen's case? The thing that's pouring is flesh, or milk. What overflowed is milchiks. And it's landing on something else. So the only question is, does it give its blias? So that will machmir. Irish, later second galuach, is maflit, or it's mavliya. However, what was the second Ramah's case? Second Ramah's case, the irish was parav water. The thing that was poured was parav. To make a treif in the sink, you have to take blias out of clean number one, and put blias into clean number two. To be maflit from one and mavliya to another, that's bishul. That means that it's doing more than an instant. It's doing more. That's like bishul. To be maflid or mavliya ka'achas, that it cannot do. And therefore, in the case of sinks, where it's an issue of kalim, not be'en, we'll talk about be'en separately, but where it's an issue of kalim, which is usually the case, besides the fact that most of our flesh and milk kelim usually have foods that are be'etzim parit, but also the be'en is very often batel b'shishim. It's a small amount, especially in something that fills up. To talk about blias from kelim, iroi could only either take out or put in. It doesn't do both. It doesn't do shneim ka'achas, even by iroi shalei nisaka kimoach. And although, as I said in the beginning, there's a lot of discussion of this, at the end of the day, that's basically what we are makel on in our sinks, b'di'evit. Someone calls me and tells me as a fleishik a spoon, a milchik a sink, a milchik a spoon, a fleishik a sink. And usually they find it after it's clean. And the lady always tells me, I don't know how it happened. She talks like she's the worst thing in the world happened to her. You know, it happens to everybody. And I tell them, just wait 24 hours. To wait 24 hours, not hard for us. On the derech is b'machmen. But otherwise, Rav Moshe says it can be medical, because the way it comes out on this explanation of the Ramah is basically that it's not maflid u'mavliya. It doesn't take a bliya out of the sink and put it into the food. Rav Moshe says the sink is treif. The sink itself, it was once ban of milachiks. If you use one sink for both, there's once ban of milachiks, which the hot water hit made a milachik, and once ban of fleishik, it made a fleishik. Over the period of time, the sink became treif. But to make something else treif, he says that it would have to be mavliya from the sink, pull out the bliya from the sink and be there's maflit from the sink, cause it to come out of the sink and go into a kli. So that the Chavis Das says it can't do. Iroi doesn't do. It's the two things together. And therefore, b'di'evet, basically the sinks, our sinks are mutara. It's not exactly like at the time of the Ramah where they wash things in kli rishon, or at least in the iroi kli rishon, and therefore it's okay. We have two sifim left. Let me just say, next week is Purim. We won't be learning, at least not here as a Chabura, on Purim Day. After that, if I calculated correctly, we have three Sundays. One of which we're going to finish Simchat Beis. The next thing is Hilchos Yayin Nesach. It's a daring thing to learn Hilchos Yayin Nesach, because I don't think anybody here, myself included, I learned Masechtas Avodah Zarah a few times, but I never went through Hilchos Yayin Nesach. We're going to try, we're not going to learn the whole Hilchos Yayin Nesach because it's very long, but we're going to try some Simchat Chof Gimel. I'll try to speak out the Chidushim from later as well, but I don't think we're going to start it for 2 weeks and then take a Pesach break, especially there are two Sundays this year that we're going to lose. And what I'm going to do, we're going to finish next time Simchat Chof Beis, and we'll take a different limud for the two or 2.5 weeks. What? Okay, so see you everybody 2 weeks next week. Everyone's invited. As every year, Motzoi Shabbos. If you didn't dance with me last night, you can still make up for it. If you did, you can do it again. What time will it be next week? 10 o'clock probably, right? Everything's later. Last night, Marav here was 6:50. I mean, Marav this Motzoi Shabbos probably about 8 o'clock. Plus the Megillah. You don't have to break your fast this year. So we'll call it 9:30, probably be 10 o'clock or so until we get together. So Mitzvah Shabbos 10 o'clock, and then we'll learn Mitzvah Shabbos. I want to thank all of you who made it last night. Those who didn't, you'll have another chance in about 5 years.